Hi guys, give me a flatline. So where to start? Really?
You said flatline. What the hell do you want?
Welcome to your Whistle Stop Week. I'm your host, Christopher Plummer, a last-minute replacement for your usual MC, Mark Turner. I'm delighted to be joined by four panellists who are defying the government shutdown to be on the show. Regular team skipper operating on a wavelength barely audible to the human ear, Carrie Simerson. Thank you for that demonstration. I'm now deaf in one ear. Joining Carrie, a woman who recently escaped from the most terrifying of places. No, we're not talking about Matt Lauer's dressing room, but rather Texas. April Campo!
Hi, I have a deeper voice.
Good, you girls will balance each other out. Very nice. On the other side of the table, we're delighted to welcome a newcomer to the show, a man who calls himself a working comedian, a title that suggests he's doing it wrong. John Hillary.
How are you guys doing tonight? Thank you for having me on.
No worries, man. Thanks for joining us. And John is paired up with our other regular team captain, a man barely working at all in any capacity, Mark Bars.
A fucking meant that.
Okay, as has become tradition on the Whistle Stop Week.
You said asshat.
We can go
We're
with
not
that.
Describing his.
Well, that may end up being one of the team names. Who knows? We ask the teams to come up with names, so it's boys versus girls tonight. So, Carrie and April, what do you have for us?
Purple monkeys.
Okay, you
Google it, kids.
Okay, yeah. Just going to Google that and leave it there. Okay.
No, I don't have kids. Google it.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there. I just like
speaking
the fact
of,
it's easier to remember.
Of, so. If you're over 18, I just found out. That Netflix and chill doesn't mean just hang out. It's a totally... I was like, when did that change? Damn it, Jim!
Okay, gents, what do you have for us?
I'm going to let our new guy... He came up with it right off the top of his head.
All Very right. proud. We are the Dixie Pricks.
You get to say that a lot.
I like feeling associated to something with such a legacy.
Absolutely. Like. Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You so much, Juan. Joel, sorry.
Oh, thank you.
You had to be there, folks.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was pre-recording. Anyway, okay. Appreciate you guys. We have the Dixie Pricks against the Purple Monkeys. All right. Very good. Excellent. Let's start with round one. Seems as good a place as any. What's the story? This is where we give both teams an obscure news story from the last couple of weeks, provide them with three obscure clues, and ask them to come up with the news story or construct something funnier. Ladies, you go first, Purple Monkeys. Here is your first clue. Passenger says airplane food, okay, if it's cereal. And I will tell you there is one word in there which would benefit from emphasis or knowing the spelling of it.
Cereal.
Could be.
Got it.
Could be.
Got it.
Passenger says airplane food, okay.
If it's cereal.
I've already got it.
Oh my God, it's
so this is somebody who may be...
Cereal killer story.
This is somebody who may partake in airplane food frequently.
This is a cannibal. A world traveler.
Now I can create something what I find...
Flight
attendant.
Funny.
Okay.
You can, yeah.
I've got an idea.
I know what it is.
All right, gents, you get to jump in if the ladies can't get it after the third clue.
We need another clue about this.
Okay, here we go. Second clue. Getaway grandma.
How are you?
Bars, you're looking awfully smug.
Oh, I am, because I'm sitting here thinking, you only know this because this was recently in London.
It was, yeah. Which is going to be my last clue. Getaway, G-E-T-A-W-A-Y.
But like, getaway? Or
no, like get like a vacation, like getaway. So getaway, grandma.
Not like your repulsive getaway.
No.
Or somebody driving a car when they rob a bank.
I like the idea of a disgusting grandma having something to do with this story, though.
Well, right. Depending on how you define disgusting. Third clue. London calling. Security be damned. London calling.
Okay. So somebody's...
Cue the Clash.
Indeed.
Okay, so I think...
Over and over.
I think it is one of the elderly... flight attendants. Because it used to be that you'd be like 21 and 5'7" and big boobs, and then you'd be a flight attendant.
But wait a minute, what airline is that?
Anyone can be a flight attendant. Like, it doesn't matter, you can be any gender, any height, any age. Grandmother, who, she's not making great money, so okay. at home she has cat food, and she really doesn't want to eat the cat food anymore. And instead, something happened to one of the passengers on a flight a while ago, and she stashed it, like...
She stashed what?
She
the cat food.
The body.
Ah!
Hold on. What? Okay. On a plane. On
yeah,
a, like
yeah,
a...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't open this glove compartment. Well, this see, one's...
This yeah. overhead.
They
yeah.
have cold storage. No one actually gets food on an airplane anymore, so what do you think they put in the refrigerators there? It's this body.
It's a small refrigerator.
Where does London come in?
London called security, but they weren't... They were speaking with that accent, and so no one could understand
wow.
them. And so Brandon just got to keep being a cannibal and eating this body she had stashed in cold storage as a serial killer.
I heard.
Did you hear that
happened.
Story?
Yeah.
And this week's winners are the Dixie Chicks.
I mean, that was some Black Mirror shit right there.
I feel okay. dirty.
Okay, so John, did you want to share something obnoxious before I told the true story?
I wouldn't mind. I had an idea.
Okay, you go.
I had an idea. So you said, okay, well, I just imagined this spiteful old lady.
like spiteful already.
Yeah, just really pissed off that day. And then like some kid kept asking for cereal. You know, he just kept bugging, kicking the seat, just being a little prick about it. And then she started poisoning kids and, like, security be damned, you know? And all these kids are leaving off the flight like, oh, I'm sick. And they're like, oh, it's jet lag. And then they die and the grandma's like,
wow.
Yeah. No body is hid. She was clean, unassociated. You know, she just walked away from him like, yeah, enjoy your flight. And
Good
then
Lord.
She's off in another country. Diabolical granny right there. That's a super villain too. If you want to, if DC Comics is listening to this or Marvel Comics,
that would.
I don't know what rating comes beyond R, but when I place these shows, that's what I select. Don't make me go higher. There's no higher.
This I'm really hoping the truth. I want to know the truth now. I want to know what's the real story.
The real story is this woman is a serial stowaway. She will actually get through TSA. Without a passport, without a boarding pass, without an ID, she will actually then get on a plane without any of that stuff, and she flies around the world. I have no idea, but she has. She most
oh,
recently
I
she was to London.
Idea.
She does that move where you get on the floor and roll for no reason.
I just imagine you're like a 36-year-old TSA agent. You're like 18th double. This old lady's like, I gotta take a shit or I'm gonna die. And then the only bathrooms are pretty much like in security. And she just goes to that one and then waits like an hour and a half. That guy forgets she's on a plane. Boom.
But what about the meal? Like, what about the airplane?
Yeah, I don't know what the
has
food
has nothing to do with it.
Well, then why'd you give us that clue?
He said cereal because the word is not cereal as in Captain Crunch.
It's the Riddler.
Correct.
No, it's cereal as in a cereal stowaway.
Exactly. And so this is somebody who eats airplane food a lot.
I
Bars
got it right.
is absolutely right. Yes. Congratulations, Bars. Well done.
How did I know that? Because I'm awesome.
And you lose points for that. Marilyn Jean Hartman, 66, is, as Bars explained, infamous for being a serial stowaway. She has boarded multiple planes over the last 7 or 8 years, traveling across the United States and most recently to London, where one of a number of times when she was caught and has made her way to court. She has actually been to prison, but can't help herself, just continues to board planes, making her way through security without any documentation whatsoever.
Most recently, she got deported from London back to Chicago.
Yep. On a free flight, I'm sure.
Yes, and then she appeared before the judge, and he said, don't do it again, and we'll have another case, and you're on probation, blah, blah, blah. And then a couple days later, she got busted again in Chicago trying to get another flight.
Oh, I just imagine the cool judge. I hope the judge was cool enough to when he did the sentence, he's like, ma'am. And he removes his glasses. You're grounded. Like that's. I'm really hoping that happens. Like you have not a better moment for a tag for a judge.
Yeah,
like,
but
you're
if you
grounded.
If you did that, then he would have to be like on CSI Miami, and he would have to be wearing sunglasses. And then the who?
Aren't we all on CSI Miami? Aren't we all just one conversation away of like, man, today was a rough. Whoa, body like that. We're all there.
You may have got Bars's points back for that.
One logistical question: does she actually have grandchildren?
I'm assuming so. Yeah, she is a grandma. They note her here as a grandma, so I don't know how many she has. But okay, Dixie Pricks, right?
Okay. Dixie Pricks.
Almost forgot it. We're not even in round one. Here we go. First clue. Quit pontificating. Get hitched already. Again, there's another word in there that is a key word. And you only have five of them.
It's probably hitched. It's probably hitched.
Quit.
You already have five. Well, hitched actually speaks very literally to the story, but it's not the cleverest word of the five.
Okay.
Okay, clue number two. Cold feet. Theirs were positively chilly.
I kind of have an idea.
All right. Again, there's another key word in there, but cold feet. Theirs were positively chilly. We're rattling through the clues here because we have cricket. So you want me to go to three, or ladies, do you have anything? No.
I could guess.
I'll just save guesses for the last clue. Here we go. Plain spoken wedding vows. And again, spelling is important. Plain spoken wedding vows.
I really need to change the website's IV.
I hate it when union has an M at the end of it.
Am I going to have to edit this because I don't understand any of these jokes?
No, you're not the only one, man.
The State of the Union tickets
are spelled
with an M at the
no.
end.
No!
Yes.
Maybe he's going to have some like awesome food there and it's a union. Like, he's ready to throw down some culinary.
The greatest food.
He eats pizza with a fork. I mean, he's a tool. Anyway.
So do you want the clues again?
Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Yes, clues, please.
Okay. Quit pontificating. Get hitched already. Cold feet. Theirs were positively chilly, and plain-spoken wedding vows. I'm shocked if neither team gets this.
No,
I mean, I've got an idea. I mean,
go ahead.
No,
go with your idea.
Okay, so what I feel like is there going to be a new winter special for the Big Bang Theory, where the nerds on the show get married, and then they do an outdoor wedding. They get cold, and it's a big deal. It's a big celebrity show. Or my other thing is that someone did an outside wedding somewhere, and they did it like naked in the cold. Like there was some big deal about getting like some cultural thing I don't know about, okay, where Eskimos get naked in the snow and get married.
You mentioned Big Bang. I feel compelled to ask you: have you seen Young Sheldon?
Yes.
Do you like it?
No.
Oh shit. That's the end of that conversation. Okay. All right. So we have people getting married outside in the cold, naked.
I think a couple got married strapped to a plane.
Ooh. At least you're now. You're on the correct mode of transportation. It's not as extreme as you're making it. Come on, ladies.
Is this the one when that couple got married on the top of a biplane?
No. Let's let the ladies finish up. Okay, purple monkeys, right?
Finish.
Oh, that's it. I'm sorry, I have that problem all the time, not knowing quite when. Oh.
Sorry, I'm finished. Yeah.
I was done 5 minutes ago. But...
I'm still baffled when we hear stories about weddings, so that's already.
Okay, I can see you've got hives there, John. Just at the mention of weddings.
I'm getting a little itchy, yeah.
Let me give you the story, because the only connection that you guys have made so far. Well, two connections, I suppose. The guys made the wedding connection, and the ladies made the correct mode of transportation.
The word wedding was actually in one of the clues.
Good point.
Okay.
This is the story.
Sure, they don't get extra points for that.
She got a haircut, and now she's sassy? Man.
Of Pope Francis making history by performing a wedding ceremony for two flight attendants on board a plane traveling between cities in Chile.
Was the granny on that flight too?
Possibly. They're poisoning children. Yes, this is the story of Paula Porres Ruiz and Carl, I'm going to go for it here, Ciafardi Aloriga. They were married actually earlier in a civil service, but asked the Pope, who was on the flight, to bless their marriage. He said, "Do you want me to marry you?" The couple said they were unable to conduct a ceremony in their church in the Chilean capital, Santiago, because it was damaged in an earthquake in 2010. So the Pope conducted a brief ceremony, and then he actually provided the couple with a handwritten religious marriage document on a single sheet of paper, which was signed by the bridegroom and witnesses, which is now on eBay. No, I'm kidding.
I
knew you jumped in.
Did he write it on the back of one of the vomit bags?
Oh, yes.
How did they know the Pope?
And what would the hell?
Yeah, like you see him.
I mean, how would they recognize him?
Well, no, it's not that. It's like the Pope rides around in a glass case car. He's very secure. So I just don't imagine, like, is that the Pope?
No, he has. Well, when he got up to go to the bathroom, he popped up one of those see-through umbrellas. And he walked down the aisle. Yeah, and, oh, it's the Pope. Without it, they wouldn't have recognized him.
Wait a minute. The Pope flies commercial?
Yeah. And what I love is this couple.
I'm not
of, like,
saying he flies
US
commercial. I'm saying he flies on a plane that has flight attendants. That's surely not beyond the realms of
okay.
Oh, yeah. Possibility.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's great.
Good for them. I
love the charge that this couple took. Like, you ask him.
You know, we didn't have a ceremony. Like, this is great. Like,
you know, she guilted him into that.
Or he.
No.
Oh.
It would have been awesome if he did, like, the little handwritten marriage certificate I had it to him, and they went, oh, we thought you were John Paul.
Exactly. It would have been really awesome if it had been two guys.
No. Oh, my goodness. That would have been a new story you wouldn't have missed.
Like, if the flight attendant did their vows in the sign languages that they do.
Yeah.
You know, when they do the seatbelt stuff, do you take...
That's right.
The listeners can't see these awesome hands.
And
they're,
if this,
they're great.
This marriage doesn't go well, exits are here. At the end of round one, points. Let's say, gents, you...
Just say it.
I'm going to give you 15. I think you earned 15 just through sheer labor. Ladies, 25.
Yes!
Round two, headlines. Carrie's favorite round. She loves headlines. Headlines is it's not a new round to our listeners, unless you're a new listener to the show, but it might be a new round to our two panelists in that we introduced it this season. And we provide each team with three headlines, two of which are head lies. They are fake news. We ask our teams to determine which is the correct headline. Dixie Pricks, you are first. You're welcome to ask follow-up questions about any of these headlines if you wish. It probably won't help you much. First headline, 46 tons of beads found in New Orleans storm drains. Second headline, Irish woman legally marries a 300-year-old pirate ghost. Great headline, can I say? Whether it's true or inaccurate.
Dude, I don't know what they're doing with Pirates of the Caribbean, but I'm watching the next movie. I'm definitely watching the next one.
Melania Trump bans White House staff from taking flu shot. So those are your three headlines. Which two are head lies, and which is the accurate
Who's
headline?
Going first?
We are.
You're up.
Yeah.
If you guys don't get it, we throw it over to the ladies and we see if they can work it out.
How many pounds of beads?
46 tons of beads found in New Orleans. Beads. B-E-A-D-S.
Yeah. The thing is, 46 tons of beads.
46,000 tons of beads.
That's no, 46 tons of beads.
Yeah, so that's a lot. You know, it's 2,000 pounds for a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at least 90. I'm not good at math, but
so
a
I
lot
gathered.
Of beads. My thing is, if they found this in the sewer,
mm-hmm.
would the water still be able to pass through it?
Well, yes, because there's all the prostitutes with gunshots.
That clears up that bead traffic in sewage.
Have you ever watched NCIS New Orleans? They always get shot.
Yeah, I've never seen them one being like, all these fucking beads. It's the worst part of my job.
I can't get to dead hookers because of all this bad plastic.
Okay, so I don't know. I feel like that one's the true one. But I also feel wrong counting the set. I don't know. I don't feel like
I think Melania would do that.
I don't think Melania would do
Actually, she wouldn't do it, but Donnie would tell her to do it. What?
I just don't think Melania has any real, like that's too much of a move with opinion. For Melania to do that.
And
I mean, she had a thought and followed up with this thought and then had a result action of this. That's a lot. That's three steps at least for Melania to do.
So and normally she takes
a
lot
of a thought.
Yeah. Like,
well, when she takes steps, usually it's down a runway.
She doesn't even know her. That's like, that's the word. It's a hard.
What? Stormy knows her. Oh, no.
And what was that second one again? Because I feel we're flying under the radar on that.
Irish woman legally marries a 300-year-old.
That shit happens all the time. That's like, that's fucking
that's
Idaho. Like, that's,
no, it's not Idaho. That's Ireland.
Oh, yeah, Ireland. I mean, honestly, if you believe you can marry. I've seen some people marry some crazy shit in like the lifespan I've shortly lived. So I'm going to believe that one also could be true. So if that's the case, I'm going to go with the ghost one. I'm going to go if you want to. Go with that. I'm going to say that's just enough in the range of stupidity and craziness of the human society.
All right, yeah, let's go with the ghost. What the hell? We're only got 15 points. What can we lose?
Yeah. Okay, so you are discounting the beads and you're discounting Melania and the flu shot. Before I give you before I confirm whether or not your answer is correct or give you the correct answer, ladies, what would your guess have been?
There's no reason to agree with them because we don't get any points that way.
The beads seems most real.
Let's go with the beads.
We'll go with the beads, but I do have to say that unless explicitly illegal, I wonder if marrying a ghost would somehow be legal. Maybe not ghost, but...
I mean, there's Ouija boards. There's people licensed. All you need to do is go online. I can be an ordained minister in this podcast. Really during the time of this podcast, I could get ordained and marry you to the microphone.
Well, remember, everything as a kid, we were like, I love that shirt. And your friend said, well, why didn't you marry it? It's gone way back to childhood. You
can I'm marry saying. Anything. These are that with cootie shots, they're pretty much lost.
I'm sticking with beads.
We got beads. Beads. Yeah. Show us your tits.
You first.
See, I am.
I know people with New Orleans, and those people usually are douchebags. They save those beads. Those are big memories to them. They're like, yeah, I saw
these.
These
are anal beads, though. That's
why. Oh! I'm with that. We need to go to the answers.
Okay. Can I tell you that, waitress?
Yeah, I can tell you for sure that it is not the Melania banning White House staff and taking the flu shot. Yep. So,
seems like way too much of a thought for her.
And one of you do have the right answer.
Of course.
Well, I mean... Well, there's another headline we didn't tell you about.
Captain Obvious.
I wanted to see if you catch it.
Well, yeah, considering he said he was
so
bad at math.
Can we all get points for calling you out on that?
Totally. The correct headline is...
Here we go.
46 times a beat.
I mean, no, I totally seem it's believable.
See, what the part that gets me, is it 46 tons a year? Do they not clean these damn things?
I don't know.
It's no wonder it flooded.
Yeah, well, that probably
wasn't really a flood. It was just a backup.
Oh, man.
Anyway, okay, so, ladies, well done. Good job on that, yeah. Purple Monkeys. And now you have an opportunity to accrue more points by correctly determining which of these three headlines is a real one. Australia to forcibly vaccinate citizens via chemtrails. Second headline, Iceland has made it illegal to pay women less than men. Friends reunion movie trailer released. Fans going crazy. So did Friends release a reunion movie trailer this week? Or has Iceland made it illegal to pay women less than men? Or is Australia flying planes over its populace, spraying them
with
vaccines?
They're the offspring of prisoners. Of course they are.
Iceland. How progressive are they in Iceland?
I'm going to say the Iceland
progressive,
thing
aren't they?
Did I remember reading that the USA were going to forcibly
import
chemtrail guns over its population?
Is yes, that, exactly.
So we all have to have one. Is that?
Yeah, and you're going to have Hoobastank and Creed playing as they're doing it in heavy speakers. Nickelback's photograph will play as the chemtrails fall.
I'm going to do the Iceland.
Yeah, final answer.
Going for the Iceland. Okay, gents, what are you thinking?
Well, I know they're right, but we're going to go with Australia.
Yeah.
Going to go with or to?
Yeah, no, we were going to go, because I'm going to tell you, there was a friend movie I would have known.
Yeah.
I would have known that immediately, and we wouldn't have a break. I would be talking about that right now.
Speaking of the Friends movie, that makes me think about sitcoms. Are you familiar with the TV show Young Sheldon? And if so, what are your thoughts?
Hey, it makes me also think of the Truman Show, as if the cameras were following me. That's what it makes me think. Like, oh, look, he's not getting along with kids. I wonder where I'm feeling that from. Huh.
So, yes, the Friends reunion trailer, that didn't happen. That was a fan had cobbled together bits and pieces from the various Friends cast's careers since the show and put it out as a trailer. And it did for a short while. People were freaking out, thinking it was a real movie trailer, but sadly not. So we're down to Australia versus Iceland, which sounds like a really sucky football game.
Like, no, either Iceland's super great or Australia's super shitty. Either way, my vacation plans have to change this year.
The answer is Iceland!
Oh,
ladies!
There you go.
And Bar's new too. Yes, Iceland has made it illegal to pay women less than men.
Sweet, go in.
So did they drop the men's salaries, or did they actually raise women's salaries?
I think they just fired all women.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice and clean and tidy.
I love that your face just tilted a little bit. You're like, oh, no, well, that's how it would go. Marge is just starving, I guess.
So, Purple Monkeys, I mean, you crushed it. We two for two. April's like, nah. Like, she's doing the little brush on the shoulders, the little Luke Skywalker from The Last Jedi going on here. Ladies, you have extended your lead. You are now at 60 massive points. Gents, I'm going to give you pity points to take you up to 20.
Fantastic.
I don't think we've ever had a 40-point deficit.
Yes,
yeah, we have.
Pretty
I've crushed Carrie multiple times.
Round three. That was the week that was. This is where we take two headlines from history and ask our teams to determine the year in which the headline was posted.
Can I just say how proud I am of you for making the adaptation? You're like that.
You're like, you know, that.
Headlines from past news. No shit, Dick Tracy.
We are still going to have the future news episode, though. That is going to come up at some point in time.
That's going to be awesome.
We encourage the teams to throw the other teams off by screwing them up, by giving false hints or false years. Do the best you can to put the other team off the trail. Let's go, ladies. Purple Monkeys. Gandhi assassinated. What year? Mahatma Gandhi, spiritual leader?
Way back.
No, not that far.
1987.
Assassinated in...
94.
When was the movie?
See, this is hard because my news from the past is strictly like TRL. I don't remember them bringing this up. Maybe in between Eminem's hits, but like... This is. I'm gonna. I have a guess. I'm gonna shoot out.
You didn't see this in the Enquirer, John?
I did not. No. It's Bat Boy, though. I followed till the end. He's doing well. He's got a condo. He's Bat Boy is Batman, but not Bat. Not Batman.
Not the Batman. Reason.
Yeah. It's a lowercase B.
So what are you thinking, ladies? Were those legitimate guesses earlier? Should I have been paying more attention? Sorry.
What was the fashion like when? Was it like bell bottoms?
There's a lot of wrapped bed sheets.
Or was
what community? His group of friends?
Did you ever meet Bill Gates?
Sandals. I can say with confidence, sandals.
Like Birkenstocks or Tevas?
Is this your shopping list? Are you trying to make
it? Do you really not know? He made his own. One of the most profound spiritual leaders in human history lived.
I mean, it was a horrifying
year. I feel like it was a round year. A nice juicy round year. 1990.
Yeah.
Were in.
No, I don't
no,
think.
Hold on, hold on.
Shut up. Okay. You're trying to throw me off with your false eyelashes.
1990. Okay, Purple Monkeys. We have 1990. Whew.
So it would have been like jelly shoes then, not really sandals.
Dixie Pricks. What do we have? What do you think? Do you think it's later or earlier than 1990?
Much earlier.
I'm going to go with 1989. Just because you go for
points of proximity.
Honestly, what I'm thinking is like 1973.
I was thinking.
John, keep go with that. Go with that. You already have a guess, but I want to see what John's thinking. Yeah. Go with that.
No, I definitely believe it wasn't like because I had this weird thing where 30 years ago to me seems like the 70s, but 30 years ago was like the 90s. So. I'm going to go with the 70s, but I'm thinking 70. You said 73?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm seeing 76 for some reason.
No.
Or 8. Like, I don't know why I'm seeing it higher, but definitely the 70s. I agree with him on the
70s. Oh, can I change to 80?
No.
No?
Gosh, yeah.
You can change the 80s. It won't do
the
you
one
slight bit of good.
I had an affair with Gandhi. So I'm thinking maybe it was earlier than 90.
All right, I'm drawing a line. I'm drawing a line. So we have
freaking time.
Something in the 80s or 90s, something in the 70s.
No, 73.
I think you guys are going to be Carrie's not going to be astonished because she has no
concept.
She has no clue.
Right? Oh, has no concept.
I was trying to find a way to phrase that kindly, but
personally, I'm hoping this show gets me a college credit. I don't have any right now. I don't have any, but if I have one, this would be
Well, John, you haven't accrued it on this particular
God
question.
Damn it.
1948.
What? No, I was thinking the 40s. No shit. I'm not gonna pull that move. But.
I was like, whatever.
Like walking around as a ghost, then way into the 90s. Because
this was a young affair.
Oh no, I know why they can see it too. I know exactly why they can see it. Ben Kingsley.
What?
Oh, yes, he played.
Would he dress up as Gandhi? He
they did. Yes, God. He did. The movie.
Iron Man 3 Gandhi as well.
With Ben Kingsley.
Older panelists. Our panelists are too young. Yes, this is.
Yeah, I was really hoping he was like, so when did Tupac die? Like, was I got really? That, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, all eyes on me, man. 48.
Michael Jackson, hang on a second. No, it's my last year of high school.
Exactly.
2009, right? 2009,
Michael Jackson? I saw that on Instagram. I saw it on Instagram. I know it was 2009.
If he's really dead.
It was on MySpace.
Yeah.
So this is Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, a.k.a. Mahatma Gandhi.
I thought you meant Indira Gandhi.
Oh, no, wrong Gandhi. People get that confused all the time. Gandhi with an I, not with an E.
Gandhi is like the Indian equivalent of Smith. Yeah. Political and spiritual leader of the Indian independence movement is assassinated in New Delhi by a Hindu fanatic on January 30th, 1948. Yes. He supported Britain in the First World War, but in 1919 launched a protest of Britain's mandatory military draft of Indians. Hundreds of thousands answered his call in protest, and by 1920, he was the leader of the Indian Movement for Independence.
We should all be so embarrassed for ourselves.
I know, Gandhi's a big one.
To my belief, I don't really believe Gandhi's dead. He dropped a mixtape like every year after that. So
he just lives with us.
Yeah, believe what you want.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's got to be the movie. We just assumed that was the real Gandhi.
Exactly.
Not the fake Gandhi.
It's just like when Morgan Freeman did, his name just escaped me. The movie
God?
Invictus.
Oh,
and Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, when he did Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same thing. You look at him, you're like, oh, that's Nelson Mandela. And then you see Nelson Mandela, and you're like, that's not him.
Can I just take a moment to say, no. Free Nelson Mandela. Seriously, come on now. It's okay. Time.
Oh,
right?
Don't.
It's time.
By the way, Mark, do you know what Nelson Mandela would say if he were here right now? Help, let me out of this box. I can't breathe in here.
Wow. He was free.
Wow.
You're awful.
Thank you.
Anyway, yes, in an effort to end India's religious strife, Gandhi resorted to fasts and visits to troubled areas. He was on one such vigil in New Delhi when Nathuram Ghose, a Hindu extremist who objected to Gandhi's intolerance for the Muslims, fatally shot him.
How do you object to intolerance? Come on.
Good point.
That was a strong objection.
I object.
Where's your Bam. Temper?
Anyone know points here? If anyone know... What am I saying if anywhere? Nobody's ever fucking clue. Come up with something funny that tells me what you think the word Mahatma means. So he was a spiritual leader. He had the name Mahatma Gandhi. What does Mahatma mean in India?
In India? Because I know what it means in the hood. Like, Mahatma is like when you need to leave and you're like, hand me Mahatma. And she throws you your baseball cap and you put it on. That's, you know, throw me Mahatma.
That's good. I like it. It means the great soul. Anyway, you're referencing his persuasive methods of civil disobedience, influencing leaders of civil rights movements around the world, especially Martin Luther King in the United States.
The great soul that lives far beyond his assassination date into the late 80s.
And definitely possibly 90s.
Into 2018 when we have barely any idea of who he is, yeah. No idea of when he was killed.
Yeah, so that's what Mahatma means.
What a legacy. Oh. What a legacy.
Gandhi means the dope as fuck. I don't know if you guys know that.
I saw that on Urban Dictionary.
You can get it tattooed right there. Gandhi, dope as fuck.
All right, Dixie Pricks.
Yes.
First Winter Olympics. When? When was the first Winter Olympics? So this year, obviously, we have a Winter Olympics taking place.
Like the 80s when that came out.
In,
70s? Right. 60s? I'm going to just keep going back. When you start getting comfortable...
My only question is, how fucking tight is your hat?
This really does need to go to a visual format, I think, this show. We've gotten to the point now where visuals are necessary.
I know that the Olympics were like Roman-ass times. Like, that was... Gladiator games when that really started.
Yes, naked men wrestling.
In the winter.
But that wouldn't be winter.
Very tiny.
They wouldn't do it. I was going to say, significant shrinkage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we think?
Okay, it was before 1936 because that's when they were at Lake Placid for the first time.
Okay.
Was that the hockey year?
No, that was 1988. Hmm. As far as you know.
Close to 36? Around Muhammad.
If you get this, I may be tempted to close the gap that exists between the two teams point-wise presently.
So you're not going to get it.
Is he in 1926?
1920.
I'm going to say 26.
It was roaring.
It was roaring in the 20s.
Yes. Yeah.
But it was only roaring in the States.
Okay, you go ahead. We'll go with the newbies 28.
Thank you. 1928.
1928.
You know there's going to be extra credit for where. Century. So yes. Spit it out
ladies,
someplace cold.
Do you have a guess? Is that a curiosity?
1884.
Do you agree with the gents, maybe?
1884, that's your final answer. You heard it. We're going to lock it down.
That was too early. I think that was too early.
So we have a 1928 over here.
Develop Gore-Tex.
What? That is akin to your when did the Gandhi movie come out?
See, I was thinking like when did Cool Runnings come out and start working backwards, but...
32. I'm going to pin you down. Is that it? 32?
We gotta come
with the hell. Let's do it.
Yep, okay. 28 against 32. Two very, very good games. I actually really like the way you guys worked to that. And gents, I so wish I could give you 40 points in one foul swoop. Sadly, you were 4 years off. 1924.
But closer to them, right?
Points for proximity, yes. Okay. Very good.
Now, nice. I will throw out a Trivia Pursuit thing that you don't know.
Well, there's a lot I don't know, so go for it.
Name the one city that turned down the Winter Olympics.
Orlando, Florida.
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
Is it because we had a winter like this where there just didn't snow?
No, we were too embarrassed.
This was before the global warming. No, we turned it down. They didn't want to spend the money. So they said no.
Okay, 1924, but where?
But where? Where then? You tell me. Well, oh, sorry. It was quite authoritative there, like you were about to give us the answer.
Can you give me a clue if it is?
I can tell you it's in Europe.
It's in Europe.
Switzerland.
Not that big of a place, so good.
No, it's not Switzerland. Keep going.
No.
Okay. Close to Switzerland.
Norway.
No, but Norway do play a big part in this story. I'll come on to that in just a second. What did you just say?
Denmark?
Nope.
Finland?
Nope.
France.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Chamonix in the French Alps.
That's worth 40. That's worth 40.
How many sports, how many events were there at the first Winter Olympics? Anyone take a guess?
More than seven.
What do we have there?
Is that seven?
Yeah.
Don't keep moving fingers around.
A baker's dozen.
Excuse me?
A baker's dozen.
Just go with a straight dozen.
Okay,
good. Yes, 12. Actually, there were 12 events covering 12 events across six sports. Only six sports
was
represented.
Was there shooting on skis?
Had it been in Denver, there would have been, but no.
Luging? Was Luging one of them?
I don't know if...
No, that's when you just lay down and you're called an athlete.
John, that's just like
sponsors.
Every day of the week for you, isn't it?
It is. That's why I'm like, I want to know how do I get... If this is a new sport, maybe I can get a lead.
Your mom calls and says, John, are you just laying on the couch stoned again? No, Mom, I'm Luging.
I'm Luging, and I'm doing a very good job. It's mental training.
I think now, this coming Winter Olympics, there's the first time it's going to be an African luge team. Female, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Female African lugers.
Losers.
So anyway, yes, the Winter Olympics. I'm not quite sure what to do with that. I'm going to keep going. In Chamonix, Scandinavians dominated the speed rinks and slopes, and the aforementioned Norway won the unofficial team competition with 17 medals, during which they won all but one of the 9 skiing medals.
That's because Russia wasn't doping yet.
The United States did place pretty respectably. Anyone know where they came in?
A respectable 4th.
Close.
3rd.
Yes.
Yeah, it was 3rd. It was a podium finish.
Yes. Their only gold medal was, if you can even give me the event, you might not be able to give me the exact sport, but give me the...
Pie eating.
Skiing.
Skating.
Actually, no, it
was. Skating. It was 500 meter speed skating was the only gold medal, yes. Who won the hockey gold? It wasn't Norway and it wasn't the US.
Canada.
Yes, wow, you're crushing on these follow-ups. Yeah,
that's because
good.
She's from...
Canada won the hockey gold. Listen to this, scoring 110 goals and allowing just 3 goals across 5 games.
110 goals?
That's like...
Did they just invent hockey and they were like, we can get it?
They were the only team there.
Okay,
yeah, the net was over.
Just scrimmages.
The other team didn't have a goal.
They had a small booth, and that was it. And they're like, "We're gonna just say we want."
That reminds me of the All Blacks playing America.
Oh yeah, no doubt. All right, points.
Yes,
Purple Monkeys. You currently sit at 70. You picked up a lot of subsidiary points in that last round, but guys, you did well on the points for proximity in that last round. So you have now clawed your way back to. 50.
Yes!
I was like,
oh, this went 60. He wanted to make it a bit more nail biting. Couldn't quite do it.
Just trying to be
I just thought, I wanted to mention this earlier, by the way. Do you know how I handle it if someone makes fun of Lujing? I let it slide. That should be worth 5. I just want to say that. That'll let that sink into your cerebellum. Take it home tonight.
I gotta just decide whether to edit out. Final round, last call. This is where we rattle through headlines of the day, removing a word or words, and ask our panelists to give us the correct word or something.
I googled all this.
Thanks, John. You just pulled away the curtain. Or come up with something funnier. First one, Trump ordered what but backed off when who threatened to quit?
Stormy Daniels, Melania Trump.
No. He ordered Whoppers.
I saw the exact same thing on Google.
He ordered Whoppers, but then Ronald McDonald threatened to quit.
Oh.
And the
he wanted his Big Macs in bed, so he's like, screw it, I'll...
I like that. I like that answer completely.
I did. What? And the correct headline is?
Really Google any of these.
To fire Robert Mueller.
Yes.
Until the White House lawyer.
Correct.
What's his name? Don McGain.
Something.
Don McLaw.
Did anyone happen to see the Sean Hannity? I mean, not that you'd be watching Sean Hannity, but you just stumble across it on YouTube. The Sean Hannity clip from the show that came immediately after this. So he spent, I don't know, a good minute and a half to 2 minutes just basically laying into the New York Times. And, you know, there's no sources that say this happened. And this is just BS. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But it was just, you know, rah-rah Trump. And then evidently when they came back after a break, sources had been confirmed, and so he was backpedaling. But you know, Trump has the right to do this. If he was even considering it, was magnificent. You need to go check it out. It is the most pathetic.
Drop a link.
Yeah, the most pathetic back scramble you've ever seen. Anyway,
right? He couldn't just say, "Oh shit, I was wrong."
Couldn't.
So he found the sources, and let's move on to something.
Had
else.
Had to try and save face, which was quite the challenge, given how big his face has gotten over the last years. Cape Town could be first major city in the world to run out of what?
Capes.
What? Yeah, everybody. They finally got. Finally got a copy
what are
of.
What do you call it then?
Exactly,
town.
This is town.
Yes. It's now's large collared town.
Yeah. Shawl
town.
I don't know shawl why that tickled me so.
Shawl with a light jacket.
Yeah, that's Scarfborough. We don't really deal with Scarfborough. They're not as committed to the
Scarfborough.
No, actually, I heard about this.
Oh, you know what?
One.
Wait. This is where Edna from Incredibles lives. No capes.
Yeah, that's what I figured. They just got a copy of The Incredibles for the first time. And they're like, we should get rid of all the capes.
Yep,
we exactly. are. Cape Town, first major city to probably run out of water.
Good job, John. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, shocking story. Originally, officials had said that the city would run out of water on April 22nd, but this week they moved the date up to April 12th. It's one of those rare instances, isn't it, where you don't want to, hey, they moved it! Oh, shit, no, wait, that's a bad thing.
And import that raw water from L.A.
Just take it from the Colorado River like everybody else.
Exactly.
Of solving the water crisis. If every stoner decided to just empty their bongs out. Because, like, there's a water crisis. You're like, but my smoke's so harsh, though, man. Like, come on. Like, people are dying. Yeah, but this Gorilla Glue is really fire, man. I need to cool it down.
So anyway, it's a combination of factors. The worst drought in more than a century. The metro area's population, which is 4 million and growing quickly, and a rapidly changing climate, mean that the residents of South Africa's second largest city now have to play a delicate game of water math each day. They're recycling bathwater to help flush toilets and are being told to limit showers to just 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Disgraced who sentenced to up to 175 years in prison?
President Trump.
I wish that was the headline.
Headline.
Well, you know,
there's so many.
There's, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, insert pervert's name here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of it because if it's a pervert, I know for a fact it's not a rapper because nobody does like, oh, Ludacris was sexually aggressive. Nobody's making that claim out there. So
I think most girls that go with Ludacris would be disappointed if he weren't.
Yeah, they'd be like, you know, he has hoes in different areas.
He was tender with me last night. Awful. Carrie.
The good part about this is at 175 years, he's getting about 1 year per female that he abused.
Do you know who it is?
Been 150, but yeah. I was a huge gymnastics fan and Olympic fan and a gymnast in my days. Huh. Fortunately, he was never my doctor, but Larry Nassar.
Yep.
Creepy ass.
Yeah. Okay. Now I remember. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read about it.
Mood down, but no. What's 50 women have come out and verbalized their.
What's abuse. Super messed up about is there's some men online who are saying that the judge was mean. Like, the man molested 156 women.
What did the judge say that got some people's backs up?
No, she was just being, like, a little aggressive in her tone. Like, that was the only... They were like, you know, she could have been nicer to the molester.
You know, the part where she said, you know, I've just signed your death warrant.
That's exactly it, yeah. Yes. Some people took umbrage with that.
I still get chills hearing it, though.
Now he's got to live 175 years.
Yeah, let's get him some new technology.
Let's after the show, we'll tell April how this works.
Yes.
Trump demands babies. This is maybe my favorite headline of the year so far. Trump demands babies not be what after 9 months?
Russia. Democrats. Oh, shit.
High fiving. What was the answer, guys?
Breastfed.
Born. He can't demand that. He can't change.
Amazing.
Yeah. In Trump's defense, he uses babies to use stem cells to keep himself young.
It's one of the side effects.
He's like, he doesn't want him to be born. He just wants them to be cultivated. That's what he's wanting.
I wish that he meant what he said. Like, no longer can children be born in the ninth month. I mean, that's damn hysterical.
Yeah, this was one of his most confusing slips, which is saying something.
But he didn't even notice.
appearing to defy the laws of nature by insisting right now in a number of states the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb.
His or her mother's womb.
Yes, I know. That would have been a devil, wouldn't it? In the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. What he meant to say apparently was that the laws in a number of states allow a baby to be aborted in the ninth month. Which, of course, is also inaccurate.
Everybody is
so you know what? There's a big business now, though, to make plugs just to keep the baby in there.
See, the thing, everybody wants to see Donald Trump's tax records. I want to see his, like, third grade report card. That's what I want to see. I think that'll answer a whole, like, you didn't work well with others. That's obviously the first
sign. Donnie grabs girls a lot.
Many women were watching what right before the Women's March, data shows.
Matt Lauer.
Black Mirror. No. This podcast. No.
It's like, documentaries about Susan B. Anthony.
Actually, data show.
After the
stats from the hurricane, or not the missile launch in Hawaii, yep. And you know the spike in Pornhub. I'm going to go with that.
Hey, Mark, have you seen a show called Young Sheldon? I think they might have been watching that.
I think it was Pornhub.
They were watching Sitcom Hub. Watching reruns of Young Sheldon. They were watching Pornhub. You're exactly right, Bars. Yes, absolutely. And yes, you're right. You stole my most interesting piece of data, which is which relates to Hawaii and then nearly 50% spike in Pornhub watching.
Yes, right after.
Right after the ballistic missile.
I would have assumed we were all watching The Handmaid's Tale.
You know, there's got to be a new porn show, though, that's called The Handjobs Tale.
Probably. Just speaking on behalf of all women, because I'm allowed to do that.
Are you sure? Can I see your card?
All these women. Actually, I noticed, I saw another study that shows the top searches made on Pornhub for women, a lot of lesbian stuff.
Yeah, that's
how do you know it's women? How do they get that data though? How do you know
Pornhub?
John, you're looking very nervous right now.
I thought this was
not that. Trust me.
Anonymous viewing.
Yeah, I don't even incognito tab it, and it reminds me to incognito tab it. It's like, hey, this might be a suspicious website. I'm like, not if you got no shame. Let's go ahead and pump the volume full up. Kids are napping. Who cares?
apparently, 42% of men were more likely to be searching for feminist-related porn compared to women during that period, right after the Women's March. So, anyway, even what freezes, Russia sees minus 88.6 degree Fahrenheit.
Putin's heart.
it's eyelashes.
Eyelashes. Okay, I was thinking scientific, but there was like five guys in like the Utica area who like tried to walk from their car to a farm because their car broke down, and two of them died. and three of them made it because they wore slightly warmer clothing.
That's right.
Yeah, which I feel like in Russia means like two guys wore tank tops, three guys wore short sleeves, and they're like, I don't know why he died.
You're exactly right. That's exactly this story. Yeah, so absolutely astonishing. Yeah, very, very, very cold indeed.
How cold
very
was
dangerous.
It?
So, -88.6.
Why would you go outside? Like, I don't even understand why you would.
Because the weed connect lives like two blocks away. I mean,
GOP.
I would smoke oregano and. Like,
GOP Senate candidate flips out over what? I want to come home to a what every night, he said.
I remember the quote. I don't remember the person. No, I do remember the quote. He wanted a dinner, but I just don't remember what the person was.
He did want a dinner, yes. This is Republican Senate candidate from Missouri, Cortland Sykes, who said, I want to come home to a home-cooked dinner every night at 6, referring to demands he makes of his girlfriend.
Basically, yeah, not even married.
There you go. Yeah, one that...
Soon to be ex-girlfriend. And you'll notice a spike at Pornhub here real soon in Missouri.
What I'm saying is this guy like clearly hasn't heard of Grubhub. Like, that's all I'm saying. He can avoid this whole scandal if he just knew, like, I can have it delivered. It will be home for me. It's just a convenience thing.
So he does. He flipped out over women's rights and said he wanted to cook dinner every night. He went on to say that he hoped his daughters do not grow up to be career-obsessed banshees who forego home life and children and the happiness of family to become nail-biting, manophobic, hell-bent feminist she-devils who shriek from the top of 1,000 tall buildings that they think they could have leapt in a single bound had men not been suppressing them.
He's gonna have daughters. After a statement like that...
She's gonna marry him?
Yeah, exactly. Something, you know, the line before, the headline before, -88.6 degrees, that's going to be the temperature of his bedroom.
I want to see this guy's Tinder profile. That's what I want to, like, swipe right, I'll make it work.
John, I think you might be the only person that's going to say that. And finally, East Village Bar has banned patrons from doing what?
Tossing.
Oh. No,
what?
Tossing.
Tossing.
Look
it
up.
We know.
Okay. So, is this an adult-only Google?
Yes.
Okay. No children, please.
John's thinking. He looks in a great deal of pain. Saying literally.
I literally knew that answer.
Larry.
I literally can't drink another drop.
Yes, the bar owner, Trigger Smith, takes issue with the overuse of the phrase in general and said, if you watch TV shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians or The Bachelor, every third word they say is literally. Of course, every second word they say is like. He said it's contagious. You even hear newscasters on CNN saying it. Anyway, he says that the sign they put up in the bar saying they would throw people out for saying the word literally was a bit of a joke. He said, my bar would be empty if I enforced the sign. I literally feel sorry for anybody who takes this seriously, he added.
Oh, I want to see his Tinder profile. Literally.
All right, scores. Oh, my goodness. How do I carve up that mess? Look at Carrie's little face. She's like, don't do this to me. I had such a lead.
Heartbroken, like, at the end of every show.
Dixie Pricks.
Yes.
75. Woo-hoo! Purple Monkeys, 105.
Yeah!
Nice job. Way to bring it home. Woo! Nice job.
Yes, the title of this show, by the way, is About Fucking Time.
Thank you so much to Required Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and Trilex Radio, who air us 9 p.m. on Saturdays. Appreciate it, guys. Feel free to hit us on Facebook or Twitter at WSW Show. And if you have a headline you want to share with us, be it real or fake, please do so through email at wswshow@gmail.com. Thank you to our panelists, Carrie and April, Bars and John. And I'm going to leave you with, as I always do, something from Twitter, from QI, one of my favorite TV shows in England, at Quickipedia on Twitter, who said this week, President Lyndon Johnson owned an amphibious car. When he had visitors at his ranch, he would drive into the water and shout, the brakes don't work! The brakes won't hold! We're going in! We're going under!
Oh,
immediately became my favorite president.
Oh, man, he needed YouTube. He could have used a Vine, man.
I've been your host, Mark Turner. This has been your Whistle Stop Week. Goodbye.